Keith Adams has been a security officer for 32 years and currently works for Allied Universal. He said assault and even the threat of death are a part of the job.
In the time that I've done this job, I've been assaulted, I've been robbed. I had a gun to the back of my head for 4 hours. Other coworkers of mine just recently, they were talking to, I would say, unstable people, and just asking them, excuse me, would you mind moving on? And they were assaulted. We have members who were at a very prominent building in San Francisco where he was just trying to remove a skateboarder, and he was hit in the head and ended up in a coma for a very long time.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor, workplace assaults resulted in 20,000 injuries in 2020. David Huerta is the president of ACIU United Service Workers West. He said security agents have faced additional threats of violence as a result of having to enforce mask mandates and other COVID safety protocols. Huerta said companies which hire security officers should help better train them to respond to violent and antagonistic situations.
Security officers want to have more training. More training on how to de-escalate issues in the workplace. We've seen as that result, especially during the pandemic, the protocols that were in place, a lot of people resisted those protocols, and that would become situations of violence sometimes. So how do they de-escalate situations? Also, the whole question of how to confront the issue when there is a moment of violence. And many times that happens in the buildings, and the folks who have to respond to that are the security officers.
Oakland City Council President Nikki Fortunato Bass came to show her support. She said security guards have been playing a major role during the pandemic and that their working conditions and pay must reflect the risk they take with their job.
They are doing essential work all the time as security guards, protecting property as well as protecting the workers inside these buildings. And more than ever during this global pandemic, they need a fair contract that provides the safety and the training they deserve because of the health risks they are taking. And they also need to make sure that they get the wages that reflect that they're taking on increased risks by doing this frontline work during COVID.
The security officers' rally comes as the state's workplace regulators call OSHA has acknowledged increased violence in the workplace. In May, the agency proposed expanding regulations to address violence in the healthcare industry to all industries. Security officers with the union ACIU are urging adoption of the policy. I'm Violette Bilou for KPFA.